Democrats and Republicans have at least one thing in common, a frontrunner attempting to avoid a debate with their challengers. On the Democratic side of the aisle, friction between former Governor Charlie Crist and former State Senator Nan Rich has been well documented. Rich has been agitating for months to debate the former Republican governor, and she says Floridians agree with her.
He certainly has been avoiding me. And again, if you claim to be the people's governor, then you need to listen to the people. And 89% of Florida Democrats in a PPP poll have said that they want a gubernatorial primary debate. So we're going to keep asking for that.
And Republicans have noticed. Current Republican Governor Rick Scott has latched on to Crist's refusal to debate. And the Republican Party has even gone so far as to launch a website counting the days Crist has spent avoiding Rich. But now Scott has challengers of his own. When asked at a recent press event if he would debate them, Scott only had this to say.
I haven't even met them yet.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Scott faces competition for the Republican nomination from Yinka Adesina and Elizabeth Cuevas Naonder. Adesina's campaign has raised questions for a number of abnormalities, including campaign contributions from addresses that don't exist and a campaign website filled out with what appears to be stock images and text. Cuevas Naonder wants the chance to debate Scott.
Well, first of all, I think it would be very healthy for him to have a debate.
Cuevas Naonder is frustrated female challengers in both parties are being sidelined.
Definitely, we know what we're talking about. We women know what we're talking about. And not to debate us is a serious mistake because Florida has 54% of the voters are women.
And now Rich is calling for the Republican race to hold a primary debate, just as Scott has for the Democratic race.
When he heard that Charlie Crist would not debate me, he said, I'm not going to debate him until he debates his primary opponent. And I answered by saying that's the first time probably I've agreed with Rick Scott in 4 years. But what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and I think that, everybody should debate. That's part of the strength. That's part of the Democratic process.
On the outside looking in is Adrian Wiley. He's the Libertarian candidate for governor. While Democratic and Republican frontrunners seem to shy from the podium, Wiley wishes there was a challenger for him to spar with.
I was kind of hoping someone would challenge me in a primary. I think it would be great for, to have the first third-party statewide primary in Florida's history.
Wiley says Scott and Crist are avoiding opponents to hide their record.
Well, it's no surprise because both Rick Scott and Charlie Crist have horrendous records. And they know that in a debate format, any opponent, myself included, is going to bring up those records to make sure that the voters remember their performance as former governors of the state of Florida.
So far, Wiley has been invited to two of the four debates scheduled for the general election, and his campaign is in talks to join the remainder. But despite the full slate of debates for the general, there's still no word on any debates for the primaries. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Nick Evans in Tallahassee.